Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Maybe you're listening to this today because you recently received an office action from the Patent and Trademark Office regarding a trademark application. Over the last 19 years in private practice, I have responded to several thousand office actions. I want to share a few pointers for what goes into making a good office action response. The first, and possibly most important, is to take care of the deadline for responding. Know the deadline and put it on a calendar or docket so that it's not missed. In terms of actually responding to the issues raised in the office action, you need a strategy or plan. And in order to have an effective strategy or plan to respond to the office action, you need to know the rules and procedures of the Patent and Trademark Office for trademark examination. Those are laid out in what's called the TMEP, or Trademark Manual of Examining Procedure, and it's hundreds and hundreds of pages and rules, which is also why hiring somebody experienced may be a good idea. In addition to knowing the rules and procedures to put together this strategy, you need to know the substantive issues that are in the office action and what they mean, whether it's the description and classification of the goods or services, whether it's a likelihood of confusion issue, whether it's a mere descriptiveness refusal, or something else. Perhaps it relates to the specimens of use. You need to know the substance of the refusal, and you need to know the terminology used by the Patent and Trademark Office. Then you can hone in on what really needs to be done and how can it be addressed, or how can it be argued to try to counter the issue or issues that are raised in the office action. As part of putting together that response, particularly if there's a substantive issue, it will involve collecting and attaching good evidence to build on that response. And to do so entails knowing how to search the USPTO records, quite possibly, and how to properly attach evidence from the internet or evidence from third-party registrations that are in the USPTO's records. So building a good office action response entails quite a bit. As I said, I've worked on thousands of them over the years, and I've actually put together a workbook with examples and samples of successful office action responses that cover a wide range of issues. And I recently did a bootcamp webinar on effective office action responses. Both of those are still available for purchase. You'll find links on my website below this podcast or elsewhere. So whether you're an attorney or an applicant with office action issues to deal with, you'll find a wealth of knowledge and content in those materials. The workbook is several hundred pages, and the bootcamp was several hours. As you can see, there's a lot to discuss when it comes to the nitty-gritty of office action responses. If you'd rather talk to me about helping with your office action response, you know how to find me. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.